Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We're already almost halfway down Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We're at the two dots of Shol Kli Mechaver Erev Yom Tov. That we said that if a person borrows a Kli from his friend on Erev Yom Tov, the Kli has the status, the Tchum status of the borrower. It says in our Pshita, obviously has the Tchum status of the borrower because it was already in his possession on Erev Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me such a din? So Lo Tzricha Shalo Mesara Lo Elab Yom Tov. Even though he didn't actually receive delivery of it until Yom Tov, still it takes on the status of his tchum. One might have thought that it's not established to be in his rishus because he had not yet taken delivery of it. Therefore, we're told that it is in his rishus. We see that Rabbi Yochanan says this explicitly, that if you arrange to borrow from before Yom Tov, even though you only take delivery on Yom Tov, still it is in your tchum. B'yom tov kiragle hamashil. But if you only borrow it on Yom Tov, then it is the lender's tchum that the item is limited to. Says Gemara Pshita, that's also obvious, because after all, an erev Yom Tov, it was completely in the mashil's possession. So Gemara explains what the chiddush is. Lo tzricha deragil v'sha'il minei. Now, even if you have a relationship with him where you typically borrow things from him on every Yom Tov, so ma'ad detem b'rishusei kam, one might have thought that it's considered as if it's already in your rishus because you always borrow these kinds of things from him, but you didn't have an explicit deal. Kamash Malan, Me Maramar, Dilma Mishka Chinishachrini, Vazel Vashalom Minei. We always have to be concerned. The Mashil is always thinking, you know, this guy hasn't come, maybe he's borrowed from someone else for today, so he hasn't yet established it in your rishus. And that's why it takes on the status of the tchum of the Mashil and not the Shalal. The Mishnah went on to talk about a woman who borrows ingredients from a friend and how the resulting dish that she makes is limited to the tchum of both she and her friend. When Rabbi Abba wanted to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said a tefillah, Ye Rava Dema Milsa Ditzkabel. It should be that what I say should be accepted when I get to Eretz Yisrael, that my style of learning should be a style of learning that's accepted when I get there. In the Achiezer, he writes that he never understood why you have to say such a tefillah until Reb Chaim came along and he revolutionized the way people learn. So now people who learn with the old style have to say such a tefillah that people would be interested in their Torah. So Kisalik, when he got there, it's all Ashkel, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Zera, Va'amrila, Rabbi Avov, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Rabbi Yisuk Nafcha. He found a group of rabbis, V'yasvi, and they were sitting discussing the Mishnah about a woman borrowing ingredients like spices, water, salt for her dough, and how it's limited to the resulting food that she makes is limited to the tchum of both she and her neighbor. The Ka'amri Amai, and they said, why is the dough limited to the tchum of both of them? Shouldn't the water and the salt be batel to the majority of the dough, and therefore it should only have the tchum of whoever's flour it was? Amalu Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba explained, Hare shenis ariv lo kav chitin basar kav chitin shel chavero yochal chala v'chadi. A person who has one kav of his own wheat that gets mixed in with 10 kav of someone else's wheat, should we say that the guy who owns 10 kav of can eat the whole thing and he can celebrate and they will be happy that he just gets a free kav? No, certainly not. You're only allowed to eat your 10 kav and you're not allowed to eat your friend's kav. So here also, it doesn't just become batel, it doesn't lose its status. This is about bailus, it's about who's the owner of it. So ownership doesn't go away. Achik wale, the Amoraim laughed at that. Amar lahu glusaychu shakli. The Rabbi Abba asked them, did I take your clothing that you were laughing at me? Meaning, why are you laughing? Hadrachik ole. So they laughed at him again. Am Rav Hoshea Shapar Avadachik ole. Rav Hoshea said they did the right thing by laughing at you and not accepting what your argument. Maishna chitin besorim de lo kamer lehu. You know why chitin besorim is different? The reason that Rabbi Abba didn't ask them what the din is by a person whose kav chitin gets mixed with 10 kav of saurin is the havale min b'she'eno mino. The chitim is talking about chitim getting mixed with saurim umin b'she'eno mino batel, and when one min gets mixed in with another type of min, that becomes batel. Even Rabbi Abba would be moda that the bala saurim is allowed to eat everything because it becomes because the chitim are batel. Chitin b'chitin nami nihidel Rabbi Yudel abatel Rabban miftal batel. So guess what? By the case of the wheat, itaka does become batel, and you know what? He is allowed to eat the whole thing. So therefore, in our case as well, the mayim and the melech should become batel in the dough, and it should, and we should no longer pay any attention to the owner of the tchum of the owner of the mayim and the melech. And that's why they laughed at him and didn't take his question seriously. Okay, but Shem will pick up with Amalei Rav Safra next time.